government backbencher has unexpectedly confirmed the Treasurer Scott Morrison will go ahead with the controversial backpacker tax in tonight's budget, risking the anger of farmers and tourism operators across the country. There's been a ferocious campaign against the tax since it was unveiled by the former Treasurer, Joe Hockey. Political reporter Tom Iggledon has more on this from Canberra.
The member for Mallee, Andrew Broad, seemed to let the cat out of the bag on the government's plans for the backpacker tax. The Nationals backbencher spoke with ABC local radio in Mildura, where host Matt Tribe asked whether farmers would see changes to the tax in today's budget.
Well, you won't see a thing in the budget. Budget papers are printed, but I'm fairly confident that there will be an outcome that will be to the satisfaction of the horticultural producers in the community of Mildura.
So, but basically, can we confirm here this morning, Andrew, that we'll receive confirmation in the budget, an end to speculation, basically?
No, Matt. What I'm going to say is that I think the people of and the horticultural producers of Mildura, which do rely on backpacker labour, will be fairly satisfied with the outcome that that I've worked very hard to secure for them.
But so we might see this conversation continue.
I won't say any more than that, Matt.
That response spells failure for a concerted campaign led by the Tourism and Transport Forum and the National Farmers Federation to have the tax scrapped. Brent Finlay is the NFF president.
The whole of Australian agriculture is watching this announcement or lack of an announcement. Backpackers are absolutely critical to the Australian agricultural workforce.
Tourism and farming both rely on backpackers from overseas to fill low-paid seasonal work. The government's plan would eliminate the tax-free threshold for such workers and impose a 32.5% tax from the very first dollar they earn. And that, say opponents, will act as a deterrent for backpackers to come to Australia on a working holiday, workers who are already in short supply as it is, according to Brent Finlay.
I was on a mango orchard in the Northern Territory 3 weeks ago. They left 15% of their production, which they could have sold domestically and overseas. 15% they left on their trees. They couldn't go anywhere near it because they didn't actually have the labour to do it then. That's before this tax arrives on the 1st of July.
Opponents of the tax argue that when it comes in, it had put Australia at a disadvantage compared to other countries like New Zealand and Canada, which offer seasonal workers similar experiences but with a greater capacity to earn money. Word has apparently already spread about the changes among the backpacker community. Brent Finlay says farmers have already talked to him about the difficulties in getting seasonal labour to pick harvests and the like.
Someone saying that they're getting 10% inquiry on the numbers they had last year. So where they were having 30 backpackers turn up for work, now they're getting three. It's those numbers are extrapolated across agriculture, horticulture. This is a disaster.
Andrew Broad sort of suggested there might be some kind of a sop to people who would be disappointed with this decision. What could you see that might sort of blunt the anger that is out there among producers if this tax does go ahead?
Well, we need to know now, where is our alternative workforce? Now, we use about 40,000 backpackers a year in Australian agriculture, and we actually need 60,000. We're still leaving product in our paddocks, in our fields. So we need a solution. We need to know where we're going to get the labour to replace these backpackers.
Politicians outside the government have already begun picking up on community anger over the backpacker tax. South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon is seen as a strong threat to win as many as 3 Senate seats in the upcoming election and could also influence the result of lower House seats too. And he's made the tax one of his political causes, saying it threatens the state's already struggling grape and wine producers.
If that does go ahead, that will have a huge impact on regional Australia in terms of farmers and being able to pick their crops. I suggest that if the government does go ahead with that backpacker tax, it could well have very negative effects, counterproductive effects, because I don't think the government will collect anywhere near the amount of revenue that it think it will.
That's the Independent Senator Nick Xenophon ending that report from Tom Iggledon.